Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed. Spirit, soul, and body becoming one, so that the life we are already enjoying in our spirit, the eternal life we are already experiencing directly with God and from Him, can be available and enjoyed in our soul and in our body. That's our ultimate goal. So it's not just to get out of the situation we're in or feel better, but to become whole, complete, and entire, one being, fully joined to God. Now, we don't know what that's going to look like or feel like or be like, but we know that this is God's intent for us and something we can be doing right now. So when we talk about, we've been talking about our relationship with God and the whole concept of forgiveness as it can be both a distraction and a great help, understanding that before we became a spirit being, forgiveness is something totally different than it is in now that we are a spirit being, having experienced a rebirth, a salvation experience through knowing Jesus and accepting His explanation of who we are before and who we are now. We simply accept that, accept the new birthright given to us, and now we're learning to live in that new birthright. Forgiveness, in general, we often, like so many other concepts that we've learned, we use it for our own purposes. So we've already learned that forgiveness is not letting someone off the hook. It is not, or for ourselves, trying to get out of consequences of our actions. But forgiveness is something we do. We release others and give them permission. We'll go through some of these very practically. We'll be ending up giving permission to other people to hurt us again. We release them completely for their actions by recognizing that these circumstances and actions were orchestrated by God. Not because the other person asks for forgiveness, or we feel like it or want to, or that we feel obligated to, but that we now forgive because we are a forgiving person. Who you are, a spirit being in Christ, is a forgiving person. So it's not about, again, feeling like you want to or feeling like they are sincere in asking for forgiveness. It's because we are a forgiving person. Now, what about this whole concept of forgiving God? I know that sounds kind of weird, but when we recognize that we're not forgiving Him for doing something wrong, instead, we are forgiving Him for causing us pain. We don't want to get into this notion that everything God does in our lives is going to make us feel good. or it's only going to be positive. And, you know, we talk about good and evil. Unfortunately, we've gotten out of the recognition, the realization that God created both for their own purposes. It's like a potter throwing clay to create a work that's in his own mind's eye. He uses both his right hand and his left hand. The right hand of positive, the negative, and the left hand. Pressure and movement. So we recognize that since God created both good and evil, right and wrong, our knowledge of good and evil does not supersede his ultimate control over every aspect of good and evil. Anything he creates, which is everything, God has control over. So the good in your life is from him. The evil in your life is from him. Now, just as we thank him for the good, we forgive him for the evil. We express gratitude for the blessings and his presence and the things we see in our lives that come from him. His getting us through difficult situations. And very often that gratitude is expressed in our emotions, in our feelings, in our relief from trials and tribulations and difficult situations. But we also experience those difficult situations from his hand. Crisis situations, painful situations. And though we may not feel gratitude, we may even feel anger. For instance, when there's a loss of a loved one, especially a child, anger is a normal, God-given response. To deny that is just as impossible as it is to deny relief when we are changed, when we are freed from pain. We don't have too much trouble moving on from the blessings of God. When God does something wonderful for us, very often we get beyond it fairly quickly. Or we make an idol out of it and use it as a motivation. God did this for me. You know, I had this wonderful experience, and now that I know what my purpose in life is. And we try to live off that for the rest of our lives. So it can become a substitute for a day-to-day life with God. But more common is when pain comes into our life, if we blame God, we let that pain fester into a lie about who he is, and it becomes a wound in our lives. When we believe a lie about God, there's a separation there. And we protect that area of our lives, not only from God, but from ourselves and from others. And it can affect and even corrupt all our other relationships. So as we recognize who we are as a spirit being is forgiving, and that God himself, with our consent, we've agreed to allow God to do whatever he wanted in our lives. And we know what it is he's doing, and we're cooperating with him in our spirit. But oftentimes, the things he's doing in our lives causes us pain, causes us loss. And though it's normal and natural, and God designed that we react to that pain, to that loss, to stay there is damaging and wounding to us and our relationship with God, ourselves, and others. So how do we handle that? How do we get beyond the negative, the pain, the loss? We don't want to just ignore it. It doesn't, most of the time, it does not go away. We just stuff it, and we put it in the closet, and it festers, and it continues to rob us of his presence in that area. So we bring it out, and we acknowledge that the Lord, God himself, God of all the universe, did something in our lives. He says he loves us, but he did something in our lives that causes us great pain. Now, whether it's something he does through our circumstances or something he allows us to do, a decision he allows us to make, an action he allows us to take, sometimes with catastrophic results, how can God still love us if he allows us to do such a stupid thing? If God loved me, he would never let my child die. If God loved me, he would never let me drive drunk. If God loved me, he would never, and you just fill in the blank, whatever it is, and hopefully you've done your homework from last week. What is it that you're holding against God? If God was love, there wouldn't be people dying around the world from starvation. If God was love, there wouldn't be such a discrepancy between the rich and the poor in the world. If God was love, there'd be no tsunamis and earthquakes and volcanoes and all the kinds of disasters which we label as acts of God. You know, if God was love, how come a tornado goes through and destroys one house, one family, and the house next door is perfectly fine? God was love. Why do bad things happen to good people? And good things happen to bad people. How do the evil always get away with it, seemingly? These are good questions we want to ask him. We want to keep the dialogue open. It's not faith to ignore a question that God has put in your heart, in your mind, in your will, in your emotions. It's stuffing it. When God wants to deal with something, let's deal with it. And we start with recognizing that what God does for us, to us, with us, around us, is an expression of his nature. He can't do anything else. And a lot of times we think if we could just understand, then the pain would go away. It would be easier to accept that this was, you know, what God wanted in our lives. You know, broken marriage, broken relationship. But instead, God says no. Instead of me giving you understanding that doesn't change the situation, that doesn't relieve the pain, I just want to talk to you about it. And the first step is to release him from holding him accountable for his actions. Now, at some point in time, we're going to talk about judging angels. That for some have put off till after, you know, this life is over, till some time that we will sit around on thrones and judge the universe and judge those that have gone into different situations, judge for good and judge for bad. But that's not what God intends, is that we are to be actively evaluating, which that's all judge is, to judge is to evaluate, objectively evaluate. So we learn by judging ourselves, our own situations. What are we holding God accountable for? And just stop there. Don't evaluate whether it's good or bad. That's not the issue. It's the what it is. That's where your evaluation is. That's where your judgment is. Bring it to light. That's the evidence in your accusation to God. God, if you loved me, you never would have let me make this decision, or you never would have let this happen to me. You never would have let my child run out into the street and be killed. If you loved me. So that's the question. God, how can a loving God allow this to happen? And here's what we're just going to go through, a quick step-by-step process. Now, what we're talking about is not meant to replace anything else that you've learned, as long as it, and this is important, as long as what you've learned brings you into greater dependence on God. If it ignores the question, if it's still bothering you, if it doesn't resolve the issue, try this. Again, this is about our relationship with God. And by the Lord, when the Lord causes us pain, how do we respond? We turn to Him. Oh, God, you caused me pain. Ouch. Why did you have to do that? That hurt. And because He loves us, He shares our pain. It hurts Him when we hurt. And He says, I'm sorry, but I love you, and you needed this. And our response is, well, that's okay. I love you too. And we forgive God, and we restore our unconditional acceptance of His unfathomable love for us. We don't need to understand why He did what He did, or all the ramifications of God being the one to cause the pain in our lives. But right when we're in it, right when we're in pain, as in every other aspect of our lives, what do? God, is that you? God, what's going on here? God, talk to me about this. Always turn to Him first. Now, one of the reasons we have such a hard time with this, in talking to God about our pain, talking to God about Him being the one who causes us pain, is because we've labeled Him Father, and that's fine. But so often, in so many cultures, the parent-child relationship is so much influenced by the culture. In so many cultures, it is not a regular part of a relationship to express forgiveness. For instance, in our culture, in the Western civilization, in Christian circles, maybe it has been, but I've hardly ever seen it taught that a parent should ask forgiveness of their child. And this is where we learn about who God is as a parent, as someone we can trust. After the child does something wrong, he gets a whooping or has to go sit in the timeout chair, whatever the discipline is. And especially when there's a spanking involved, the whole idea is to cause a bit of pain, a little interrupt the cycle that's going on, appropriately so. But there should be a recognition that there was a pain that was caused, and to not just ignore it. And we expect that child to recognize, okay, I did something wrong, I'm sorry. But to restore that relationship, there's that opportunity for that parent to also say, well, I'm sorry I had to spank you. I'm sorry I caused you pain. Do you forgive me? So it's not that the causing of the pain is the problem. That's not what can damage the relationship. It's as the child says, I'm sorry, do you forgive me? The parent likewise says, I'm sorry that I had to cause you pain. I had to spank you. These were the rules, and you broke them. And this was the consequence. You know, you've always heard, you know, well, it's going to hurt me more than it does you. Well, facing that and being real with that restores the relationship. Likewise with God. And there's going to be times when we just can't get out of experiencing pain, because that's the only way for God to do whatever He's going to do. And sometimes we understand it and recognize it, and sometimes we don't. But regardless, if we are learning to accept all things, that God is a creator of both good and evil, and we accept all things from His hand, that gives us absolutely no room for blaming anyone. And if we blame God, we are believing a lie about His love for us. So last week, you were writing down, your homework was to write down areas that you might be holding God at arm's length, that you might be holding Him responsible for, accountable for. I want you to be very specific. Go back and review those, however many there are. And be very specific. Write down how you felt when he did that. So you could be writing out something to God. Write it to him. It hurt me when you did this and thus and so. Just fill in the blank. Or it hurt me when you allowed others to do this, or myself, when you allowed me to make this bad decision. And write it all in terms of, this is between you and God. God, it hurt me. It caused me pain. It messed me up when you... And then just fill in your blank. And then for each one of those, go back. Think about that situation. And let's get all our cards out on the table. Lord, when you did this, when you allowed this, it made me feel like this. For instance, like you didn't love me. Like you, I'd never be able to figure out what you wanted me to do. Or I felt surprised. It made me feel surprised. When you didn't look out for me, it made me feel abandoned. Okay? Some of you have strong feelings. Some of you have not so strong feelings. It doesn't matter. Whatever they are, if answering that takes up 3 pages, fine. If it takes 3 words, fine. You're not going to have to share it with anybody. I'm not going to force you to write it down in an email and send it to me. You're welcome to, but this is about you and God. So God, it hurt me when you allowed this to come into my life, when you allowed my marriage to break down, when you took my child from me, when you allowed me to say stupid things at work that cost me my job, when you allowed me to get cancer. It made me feel like I didn't know you at all. Like you were a mean God. Made me feel like I didn't want to know you after all. Whatever it is, spend some time, think about it. And let him draw out any area where he wants to deal with you about this. It's a process, but once you learn it, it can change the whole way you relate to God. And our purpose in that is so that in your soul, because that's where your wounds are, you have no wounds in your spirit, but where those wounds are, you are unable to receive the life of God. And God will not allow you to accept being wounded as part of your normal life. Again, his purpose for you is to be complete, entire, and whole. So there's more steps to this. We're just going to take it slow, because this can be very critical. Because we're going to talk about not only what we believe about God when we can't forgive him or don't forgive him or don't know how to forgive him, but how it affects all our other beliefs about what God is, what he's doing in our lives, and even what he's doing on this earth. So we'll be getting back together again on Thursday to talk about knowing him. See you then at 7:30 in the morning, and then again 9 o'clock on Saturday. So have a great rest of the week until Thursday. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Talk to you then.